Daughter, written by Tri-Scribe and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic, rated for general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. My second cousin, once removed. That was how Padme introduced her, to fellow senators, to Jedi and clone troopers, even to Palpatine himself, mere hours before his dramatic death. In the chaos that followed, very few eyes gave the matronly woman at Padme's side so much as a second glance. Their mistake. We've received word from Onderon, Sabe called out, on the other side of the sitting room. Steela Guerrera and Lux Bonteri confirmed their attendance at the peace talks. Padme hummed, flicking through her list of accepted invitations, refusals, and undecided systems who could potentially be swayed one way or the other. With the losses of Grievous, Dooku, and now the puppet master Sidious, the Confederacy had fairly quickly fallen apart. The banking clan, Commerce Guild, Techno Union, and others only able to hold off from profit-driven infighting for so long. With the facade of their dedication to the cause collapsing in upon itself, more and more separatist worlds were deciding they would, perhaps, like to come back to a republic, eagerly tearing itself free of corruptive influence. Nearly 200 senators and lesser politicians had already been ousted from their positions on charges of accepting bribes, engaging in fraud, and colluding to grant more extravagant emergency powers to the Chancellor. Padme, her handmaidens, and their unexpected savior remained hard at work to ensure the continued momentum of their successes. At least until a chirp on her comlink indicated the arrival of a guest. No need, Padme told the others as she stood, halting a shuffle to hide incriminating datapads out of sight beneath blankets and within bags of personal hygiene items. It's only Bail and Fox. Sabe, Dorme, and the rest relaxed, returning to their tasks. Only the oldest woman in the room remained tense, sharp gaze following Padme while she hurried to the main door. As one of their strongest candidates for chancellor, Bail needed to remain under armed protection at all times. Fortunately, dressing inconspicuously and being accompanied by an aggrieved Commander Fox counted, at least as far as Bail himself was concerned. Fox, on the other hand, began grumbling under his breath the moment they cleared Padme's external security and entered the apartment foyer.
Can't wait until morning, or a proper escort. No, he needs to come visit now in an unarmored speeder.
I'm afraid I'll need to donate quite a few cartons of pastries to the guard offices tomorrow, Bail murmured, smiling even as he slipped off his dark cloak. And possibly a new calf machine.
Three calf machines, Fox huffed. The shinies keep trying to experiment every time you send another one.
He rolled his eyes quite dramatically after pulling off his helmet. A year before, opening up and airing his annoyance so clearly in front of non-clones would have been unthinkable for the commander. It delighted Padme each and every time she was allowed to bear witness to the easing of that wall, as well as its latest near-total collapse. The removal of whatever influence Sidious was exuding over the Coruscant Guard seemed to have done wonders for lifting a weight off Fox's shoulders and his inhibitions at the same time. Which wasn't to say the man didn't still perform his job admirably. A hint of sound drew his eyes instantly towards the doorway to the living room, fingers twitching towards holsters before they went still. Leia, Padme said, even before turning around. May I present Guard Commander Fox? And Bail, you know, of course. Of course, the woman replied, voice dry, one brow raised ever so slightly. Commander, Senator. Fox let out a soft grunt, flicking his gaze back and forth between the two women. Resemblance is definitely stronger when you two aren't in uniform. Dressed up, others might say, but Padme felt the word uniform had the right of it when she needed to step into the role of Naboo's representative and carry the expected image thereof. Leia, for her part, had spent most of the past several days in a much less eye-catching series of dark gray and blue outfits, just elaborate enough to pass muster as Padme's relation and assistant, with plenty of concealed pockets for weaponry, but otherwise quite plain. With their hair hanging loose and both in practical sleepwear, however, Fox certainly had the right of it. They looked like mother and daughter, only in reverse of the actual family tree. I realize this may be futile, considering whom I'm asking, Padme murmured, looking at the woman who would have been her child in another life. But would you two consider helping me convince her to take a break before she burns out? Despite her gentle tone, the words caused annoyance to flicker across Leia's face, and something in how she tipped her chin, adjusted her stance, reminded Padme viscerally of Anakin. From battlefield to Separatist space to Coruscant, Leia had maintained a whirlwind of activity, removing major players from the board and only briefly pausing to actually introduce herself to others. In the week since Padme met her, she didn't think Leia had taken more than 4 or 5 hours to rest each night, too focused on assassinating Palpatine and setting the rest of their political purge in motion. Ever since successfully killing the Sith, she'd remained intent on continuing to work to restore the Republic before it could finish falling apart. Fox, who substituted spite for sleep and drank at least 6 cups of caff per day, only snorted. Bail proved more useful. The tall man stepped forward, reaching, and like a planet drawn to its sun, Leia came closer as well to grasp his hands. However the election results turn out, I will be returning to Alderaan for a few days afterward. Would you consider accompanying me? Leia froze. It took a long moment for her jaw to flex, for the question to creep out. Are you certain? I've already sent a coded message to inform Brea about you, Bail answered, equally quiet. She'd like to speak in person whenever you have time for a call. Motion rippled through the woman, too large for a tremble, too subdued for a shudder. Her eyes darted towards Padme, who smiled. The console in my chamber is triple encrypted. No one will interrupt you. Several more seconds passed before Leia jerked her head in a nod. She held herself so rigidly, so constantly, a general poised over her battlefield holotable, never ceasing in her planning and commands and constant self-control. For an instant, holding on to Bail's open hands and sagging ever so slightly, Padme saw instead a girl who'd lost too much, too fast, and desperately hoped to get even some small measure of it back. When the two Organa senators went to place their call, Fox let out a deep breath and sagged in place himself. All right, maybe that was worth coming out here in the middle of the night. Padme hid a grin, threading her arm around his and carefully towing the commander along to join her handmaidens. I wonder, if you stay involved with Bail and Brea, whether or not Leia will agree to come intimidate your shinies out of experimenting with the calf machines. Ha. The end.